Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Editor of Pittsburgh Magazine. You know what, Brian? You're good, because I thought you'd call off today. But, you know, I guess the bosses are listening, huh?
Exactly. It may be Thanksgiving, but it's just another Thursday.
Well, you know what? It's funny. If you're not cooking, which this is like prime time cooking time, but if you're not cooking, then, you know, it's right to, you know, make a phone call to your buddy Kevin.
Exactly. Yeah. If this has been a regular year and everything, my mom would have been up like 3 hours ago starting Thanksgiving dinner back in the day.
Exactly.
So, yeah. And I'm not doing that early.
No. But you are doing some stuff. And there's a lot of things in Pittsburgh Magazine that you have. You have a great edition out again this week. And you have, you know, I get all your emails and everything. But it was very interesting what Pittsburghers can sort of enjoy this week as well. Here's one thing that I was amazed at. I knew it, but I forgot it type thing. That we have a bigger collection than the Vatican right here in one of our churches.
Yeah, it's like the Pittsburgh has the largest collection of religious relics in one place, I mean, outside of like the core Vatican collection, at St. Anthony Chapel in Troy Hill. There are 5,000 Catholic relics, mostly believed to be from the bodies of saints. It was brought here in the late 1800s by Father Mullinger, and those relics are right up there on Troy Hill in that church. It's one of the parts of a package we did called How Well Do You Know Pittsburgh? So people can kind of figure out and get acquainted with different things about the region that they may not know. We also have some quizzes people can take. And that's another one. Another question we posed to you there is, did you know that Pittsburgh has a Fountain of Youth?
No. Where?
Yeah. It's actually in North Park, not far from the golf course there. It was built in 1938 to be a spring house looking like a Roman cavern. It existed for years. The structure is still there, but tests in the 1950s found that the waters weren't fit for human consumption anymore, so they removed the pump handle and it kind of dried up, so it's not Fountain of Youth could actually kill you.
So our Fountain of Youth was actually our Fountain of Death.
Exactly. Yeah. So, yeah, but you can still make your way through some underbrush and stuff and still see what it looks like. So that's pretty cool that they actually built that back then.
Well, that's fun. That's pretty neat. Yeah, that's really an interesting thing. There's so many great things in our region. You knew you were talking about St. Anthony Chapel in Troy Hill. Very unique. The Fountain of Youth. I did not know that. Now, very interesting what's going to happen, because a lot of folks are from out of town. They're Pittsburghers, but they moved away, so now they have extended family outside of the region, and some of them are coming back, and they'll find our language a little bit unique.
Yeah, Pittsburghese has kind of become this movement now. It used to be something that you only could hear some people saying, like Nebby and Yins and Red Up.
Mm-hmm.
Or leaving out
bands, things
when
like
you
that.
Talk about the car needs washed or all these other kind of things. But the Heinz History Center has found that Pittsburghese came over with like a lot of the Scotch-Irish immigrants in the 1700s. Those words can be traced back to there. But it's now kind of a point of pride. Pittsburghers aren't embarrassed of all those words anymore and kind of just embrace them all. And, you know, so, yeah, when you're around here, you better pick up at least a few things.
Yeah, you know what? And a lot of times when it's people in Pittsburgh who are from here who try to speak it as a joke or something like that. Sort of bothers me. I don't know. But you're right.
You know, you can tell when it's the real thing.
Yeah, it's a source of pride for some, and some people are trying to exploit it, and that sort of bothers me. Because, like, you know, they say yinz are everywhere. It's pasted and printed everywhere. And, you know, when I was in New York, somebody said, "Hey, are you a yinzer?" And I'm like, "Don't call me that. You're from New York. You can't call me that. It's our word. And if I decide to call you that, it's either a term of endearment or we're going to get into a fight, one or the other. But somebody outside our region cannot use that word properly. You know what I mean?"
No, you're totally right. It's something here. It's like, you know, if you're in other cities too, not everybody in, you know, New York sounds that has that, you know, Bronx accent either, but, you know, but some of us do.
Exactly. I know exactly what you mean, because when I lived in New York, there were some people you're thinking, are you just from like a movie set out of casting or something like that? You're nailing like everything about you, your dress, the way you have your hair combed, the what you're saying. It's like you're in a movie. So it was very funny. But also coming up here, the biggest shopping day is tomorrow. But you have details on Small Business Saturday as well, right?
Yeah, I think the Small Business Saturday, where people are encouraged to, you know, go to one of their local businesses, takes on even more importance this year with the economy being so rough, and a lot of smaller businesses are, quite frankly, really struggling. So on Small Business Saturday, I think it's really important that people just make an effort to support a Pittsburgh business. So Pittsburgh Magazine's 12 Days of Christmas list we have posted. We have information on the I Made It Markets and Handmade Arcade, which are both local events with a lot of little makers who get together, and you can buy all of these really special handmade things. But part of our 12 Days of Christmas package that I really like is this limited edition Prohibition flask set.
I love
by
it.
By the Wiggle Whiskey.
I love it.
Distillery here.
I saw your email the other day. Brilliant. It's beautiful. It's cool. I love it. It's everything. It just sums up everything. It's great.
Yeah.
It's not that expensive. It's a great gift.
Yeah, even to give yourself.
Oh, how many do you have, Brian?
Shut up.
So you're talking about supporting small businesses. I tried to support small businesses yesterday, but the governor would allow me to go have a beer. So
yeah, you had to start drinking earlier. That's the trick.
Well, that's what you know what? It's funny you mention that, because yesterday morning I said, around 5 o'clock in the morning, I said, all this is going to do is just push everybody's day a little bit earlier. So instead of meeting your friends up for happy hour, you're going to meet them at noon for lunch and just imbibe all afternoon until the shutoff comes, and then you'll go home.
Yeah, that explains why traffic was really light when I was like driving home after work yesterday.
Oh, well. Hey, Brian, thank you very much. What are you doing for Thanksgiving? Are you staying at your place, or are you heading out somewhere?
Just doing a small gathering, just the two of us. So we're, you know, just going to cook dinner here, and, you know, I'll see some little bit of family maybe over the weekend, but, you know, just keeping it small this year.
Everybody's keeping it small. Well, next year, I mean, when everybody does get to have a celebration, whenever it is, it's going to be massive for everybody. I mean,
it's going to be a little blowout Thanksgiving.
Yeah, little pop-ups of major celebrations whenever. So that's awesome. Brian Heslip, editor of Pittsburgh Magazine, thank you so much for getting up on your day off, your holiday, and joining us on Thanksgiving. And have a wonderful, blessed Thanksgiving to you and your family.
It's my pleasure. You too, Kevin.
Thank you, Brian.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!